Flight, this is WA2AXE. By and listening to the K2IRT group.
Alrighty, you still have W2FBR coming through on UHF from beautiful Keensburg, New Jersey, right across the water from you, Wobie.
Yeah, it looks like it's behaving itself. W2FBR and the K2IRT group, WA2AXE. Yeah, just going through. I gave the camera to Carrie, and she took quite a few dozen photographs. Everybody took so many photographs there, but can't wait to see the video of that phone smashing incident. That's going to be fun to see. I'm going to have to do some color correction on some of the shots that I took, because those little cameras don't have enough flash after about 10 feet. You don't get very much. But, excuse me, I've had one heck of a day today. What we're going to do is I'll go to work tomorrow morning, and then afterwards, my daughter's going to come in and take care of the puppy for a little bit, play around, and then just leave him here. We got a little bit of a Christmas party tomorrow night for the Power Department. They're going to be over in Bay Ridge. So I'm going to hit that, do what I have to do, and just keep on going. Got to have my weekend set up for me over here. But I'll do the 72 true in the morning. Walk the dog, and I'll do my other segment on the true, and then walk the dog, and I'll go out and walk the dog, and you can see what I have here.
All right, I see you'll be alternating duties. when do you usually, do you kick off the true on Saturday morning, about 8 o'clock or 8:30, I forget the time. I know usually you have the early shift, but I'm going to try, if you're on there early, I'll definitely try and get on there and check in with you when you're at control. You're doing it twice on Saturday or just once in the morning?
Usually I just do it from 8:15 to 9, but if anyone can't take their watch, Russ gives me a call and I'll kick in and... I'll do it another time than that. I always have the radio on.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well, I'm hoping that... I know the fellow was shooting the video with the tripod. I'm hoping that he'll be able to provide copies of the ceremony, or at least highlights of it. I'm assuming that's probably what he did it for. For general posterity and folks that wanted copies. So if he is doing that, if he is making copies, keep me in mind for one. That was really great. In the 20-something years that I've worked with the CA, yours is the second retirement party that I've been to. The first one was for Tony Irani, who used to be the big chief motorman on the museum train. So I went to his a couple of years ago, and followed by yours. So so yours is documented. So keep in mind for a copy if he's doing that sort of thing. WA2AXZ with W2FBR.
It's the radio. I think the repeater's starting to give us a little grief today, but hey, we'll get through it. We always get through it somehow. And let's open it up and see if we have any of the regulars out there. Andy or Dennis was out there earlier. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency just about every Thursday evening at 8 o'clock for a get-together. Talk about anything from ham radio to whatever goes on the table. We do have our monthly meeting face-to-face on Thursday, so there is one time where we're not here, but we endeavor to be here as much as possible every Thursday. I'm going to stop for a second, see if we have any check-ins on the K2IRT group.
WB2YZX.
Thank you.
Evening, Lobe. This is Steve, and Steve was the party day. Glad you could show up. And I don't know what the whole deal is for the weekend. Yeah, I think the weather's coming on Sunday. Kind of course I have to work, but I've been kind of shooting emails back and forth between Wally and myself, and you know, it's not concerned, but it's the ink is still right up on last field day. Out of it. There you go.
WA2AXZ Charlie, you still out there?
Yes, I made a transmission, but I don't know what happened.
I was talking to Steve earlier. The repeater has given us a little grief there. Can you make it once again?
I have to work Saturday, and what we're doing. Wally's very concerned about the 80 meter antenna for field day, and you know, it's months away. The deal is, but that's about it from here right now.
All right, Charlie, W2YZX and the K2IRD group. I don't know if we're going to do it or not this weekend here, because I've got so much stuff on my plate. It's not that, not like to get out there. I'd love to get out there, but it's supposed to be rainy and rotten, snowing on Sunday. Saturday, everybody's going to be doing something else, so I'll talk to him. He was at the retirement little dinner we had today, and I try to keep telling everybody it's a game. You're supposed to have fun. Go ahead. All right. I don't know if you heard it or not there, but it's going to be an interesting net tonight, man. Hold on a second, Charlie. Let's see if Steve has anything to add, and hopefully Dennis comes back. W2FBR, this is the K2IRT group.
So what fun is, but at any rate, I think I wanted to say that it'll come back to you.
All right, Charlie. Again, you're breaking up. You've been breaking up. That's probably why I didn't hear it the last time. It probably hit one dead spot, and that was it. But, yeah, that's the thing. We'll get this thing together. You got right about 6 months till field day, and you know, I'd like to spend some time out there, but we all can't keep on running and running and running. I think right now we're in the holiday spirit here, and I don't think very many of anyone really wants to run around just yet. All right, let me try to get Steve in here again. Steve, FBR, come on in to make one for the K2RT group.
Okay, well, I'll be very good. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group is W2FBR. And while I'm sitting here partaking in the group, I'm checking out some YouTube videos. And heaven forbid downloading them. Well, it's Christmas coming around. I'm actually putting together two video CDs, one for my son and one for my two girls. So I'm collecting up some stuff for them, some nice things. And, yeah, to reiterate what I was saying before, Lobe, a fantastic spread. It was a very, very good time. I wouldn't have missed that for the world. Nice to get together and be around some nice people for a change. So it's really a great thing. Too bad we can't do stuff like that more often, but you know, I guess it would kill the you know, the novelty of it. That's all right. We'll definitely do the one-month get-together for K2IRT. A little smaller, less crazy scale. That works for me. Anyway, wanted to say hello to Charlie. If you can hear me at all, Charlie, with the gremlins going radioactive here tonight. And with that, I'll pass it back to Charlie.
Anyway, I'm I got one guy on vacation and one guy sick, so I'm back and forth between Jason and Broadway. But how was the turnout?
Well, Polly, WB2YZX, they said they had 158 up on the control floor today. Good.
About 190 or so.
You must have been busy taking hands, that's for sure.
Tell you, it was a busy day. You know, I saw all the good friends that I've known over the years. Everybody came out of the woodwork. And, again, it wasn't just only me. Jimmy Mazzaro and Mike Santoppi were in on it, too. And it was fitting to have all three of us together because, it's you know, there's only three out of the four generals. Three of them are going, and they're in panic mode right now. They don't know how to replace us. So they're putting the posting out, and God only knows if they're actually going to do it. WA2AXZ for the K2IRD group. Back to you, Charlie.
Experiencing the same thing over here with this little thing, 2 pounds,
and he's only going to get up to 4 pounds, and he just learned how to climb the stairs, so there's no hiding from him now. So I know a little ball of joy. He's mixed with poodle and Maltese, so he doesn't shed, and I guess yours don't either. And he's a ball of joy too. I stepped on him Sunday, and I was panicking. Took him straight to the animal hospital. They said, he's okay, no problem. But we'll give him a little shot to kill the pain. And I said, you had to charge me something, right? So I told my daughter to go out and get that pet insurance so that, she'll have something to help reduce the bill down. So you may look into that, I tell you. But, yeah, ball of joy. Looking forward to him. He's doing pretty good. He's pretty smart. He's doing his number on the wee-wee pad, number one. Occasionally I have a little accident, and after playing with him for a little while, he starts running around real fast, and then all of a sudden he just crashes out. So they have some kind of nutriment paste that they give him so he doesn't have those big ups and crash down, kind of mellow him out a little bit. So it's the first night, it'll tell the tale on how he's going to work out. WA2AZ, KB2DQ. And the K2RFG group, WA2AZ. Well, as I said, we got him home. We took him for a little walk, and we have him set up. Right now, we've taken a nap, so I know darn well that when I do put him downstairs back in the kitchen area, he's going to be booing for a while. He's a typical hound. I had two of these. First married in Baldwin. We had two basset hounds, Mandy and Sandy, and those two were a ball of fun. Even on their happiest days, it looked like they lost their family. They got that sad look on their face. But they're cute as buttons. This little guy's going to have, he's going to have a good home. He's going to have a good home, and I'm going to take him everywhere I go. Of course, I'll have a constant companion in the Jeep. It'll be funny. I'll be driving down the street, and I'll be looking at him, and I'll say, well, where do you want to go? And you'll probably look back at me, I don't know. cute animal. Hey, let's go back and get Steve back in here. W2FBR out on the Jersey Shore. WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group. Hello, Steve. W2FBR, you still with us? Copy, you're not making the repeater. Try it again, or I don't know if you're on 440 of the 2 meter. Copying me or not, but it looks like the repeater is not doing well today at all. Steve, I heard you out there a few seconds ago, just kicking in for a few seconds, and then you disappeared. I don't know if you're outside or inside, but again, if you or Charlie can just change locations and try it again, maybe I'll be able to hear you. So let me try Charlie one more time, and then we'll turn it up to Steve, and then we'll go back to Val. WB2YZX, hopefully you're copying. WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
WQCMA, repeat, PL114.
I call it original. Comes here and sits by me when I'm on the computer or on the radio, and he Yeah, he keeps me company. He walks through this little house of mine. So, Wendell, glad to have you aboard. And enjoy your mouth to poop. Great. Everyone's got a new pet. Right.
All right, Steve, W2FBR and the K2IRT group, WA2AXZ. Yeah, we got most of that. It was in and out at times, but we got most of it there. I gave a call to Charlie a couple of times and he disappeared. I don't know if it just lost that neck of the woods there. We'll try him again in a few seconds. But, forgive me for yawning. I have to recover. I need a couple of Guinnesses. That'll keep me very happy there. But like I said, we got that. We got double parties tomorrow at 12 o'clock. There's a recognition ceremony we have to go to at substation 41. We got that Christmas party at night. And, I know one thing. I can kiss my diet goodbye. I tried to be good, but. All these goodies are put in front of me. Well, it's Christmas. I'll starve again in January. And we'll turn it back up to Val and see what's going on again over there. KB2VEQ, WA2AXZ.
Roger. I guess everybody can hear me pretty well. I'm just operating on 5 watts on my HT. Little mag mount in the attic and running off of that FT50R, so it's usually pretty good. I didn't get a chance to go outside and rig the antenna and run the cable through the basement and everything, but I figured I'd give this a try. I guess it's working out pretty good. I'd ask Steve, thanks a lot. Comments. Yeah, we're enjoying the little malty poo over here, and it was good seeing you at the our Christmas gathering, and hope to see you again soon. We had a good time there, and just seemed short because I got late, but I hope everybody else had a good time. And hello to you, Charlie, if you could hear us. Wish you well tonight also. Wish you could have been there to see Lobie acting up at his retirement party. Everybody loved it. I thought Barbara, what's her name from the newspaper, was going to just flip out. Pieces flying right by her. And she was just writing, looked like word for word, every word you said, Lobie. But anyway, once again, good to hear all you guys out there. I don't know if Andy was with us earlier, but hello to you too, Andy, if you will. This is KB2VEQ, back over the net control, W2AXZ, KB2VEQ.
Is that Andy
out there? Can you have the W1?
Good evening, gents. Good evening. KF2WR, Andy Woodbridge, New Jersey. Just walking in. The YL and myself went out for a nice dinner on what has turned out to be a cold night out there. Unbelievable. So, pardon my tardiness. And Bob, if you talked about the dog, I want to hear it again. KF2WR, net control. All right, Andy. KF2WR. And the K2IRT group there. Well, right now I'm up at the Radio Shack and he's under my desk. He's sleeping. Every once in a while he stirs and he snuggles around. He took a pair of my socks with him, so he's very happy. He snuggled up to those. And he's probably imprinting himself, making me his mother or something like that. But we got him home. I dropped Terry off. Put him in the back of the Jeep in the cage, and he was none too happy about that. He let me know about that all the way home, but we finally got him home, and my next door neighbors came in. Everybody came rushing in to see the puppy, and they can't wait to see him again tomorrow. So what we're going to do is I'll come into work tomorrow. My daughter's going to stop by here sometime tomorrow in the morning, play with them a little bit, and then
excuse me,
I'll get home and take up my duties from there. We have the kitchen already set up for him, so he'll be safe in there. I have one of those childproof gates, so I put that up over the door there, so he can eat in the kitchen. And he should be pretty happy. I told my next door neighbor, don't worry, you may hear a little barking from time to time. That's him trying to figure out where he is. But he's getting used to listening to WOR. I keep the radio on, and he's looking at the radio like the RCA dog.
Nice, fine business. I wish you both the best of luck for many years to come. Yeah, my dog, that whole thing with the crate, I know we look at it as jail, but they look at it as security. And even during the day when we're not doing anything, you know, the dog's out roaming around, she gets tired. She still goes back to the crate and hangs out in there to take her little naps. So that's a nice, secure place for her. Good luck with that. And it was some shindig today. I'm telling you, I haven't seen a party. I ain't been to a party like that in a long time. A lot of old faces and old friends and new friends. So I don't even know who's out there right now. I imagine Charlie's out there. Hi, Val. I heard you before. And anybody else, let's make it go around, and I'll write some names down. So with that, I'll pass it back over to you, Bob. Net Control, this is KF2WR.
Hey, KF2WR and the K2RD group. Yeah, you got Steve, W2FBR. You got Charlie out there, YZX, and of course Val's there. And we're going to try Charlie one more time. Charlie dropped off the map. Earlier, the repeater was giving everyone fits, so we're going to try Charlie again. WB2YZX, come on in. All right, Charlie, I don't know if you're copying. We only get a half a word out of you, and then it just drops out. I don't know if it's your radio or just the antenna or where you're located right now. Try it one more time, please.
It's just for us on the computer side.
We got you there. Nice echo, but we got you.
I use the 2-meter side. I don't know. 440, it's, I don't know what's going on with that. But I'll keep it short just the same. Well, good evening, Andy. And sorry I missed your shindig, but I would like to hear about what you did with the Nextel.
Well, let me tell you this.
Subway. We're the K2RT Club, and we use this feed repeater from the we use this repeater from the Gracious Owners, which I believe is N2ROW. I believe that's the owner of the repeater. So if you want to put that in your radio, that would be the proper one. But anyway, welcome aboard, Terry. We got Steve, Charlie, Val, Lobie, and myself here. We run here once a week, just shooting the breeze. And we're an open net. If anybody wants to come in, is more than welcome. In Orange, New Jersey, huh? I'm down here in Woodbridge, and you're making a great job. To the repeater, go ahead.
Yeah, it's only 10.2 meters. It's TS-2000. I'm surprised I'm getting that. Let me see. I'm doing 50 watts. Wow.
Yeah, you're making it full quieting, without a doubt.
Okay, so who else is out here? Zach.
Pick it up, buddy.
All right, you got WA2AXE for the K2RT group. Well, we got a couple guys. You got Andy, who you're speaking to. You got me, WA2AXE. Charlie, WB2YZX. Val, KB2ZEQ. And we have Steve. W2FBR, Full Business Radio, down in New Jersey.
Yeah, quite a few of you guys out here. Mamma mia. I guess I'm going to have to stop by. Give me a minute. I got to put this in VFO mode to put the call sign in. And give me a minute. This is 2NMC.
Got the K2IRT group. Hey, Andy and the gang. I'm sorry, I had to get my phone. That was my daughter calling. Everybody's calling me up to ask me how the puppy is doing. So that little guy is just snoring away under the desk. He's doing what a dog should do. Very happy. And Charlie, yeah, 2 meters is much better for you. Charlie is definitely much better. I don't know what's going on with the 440 repeater, but we finally got you on this. Let's see if we can find Steve again, and then we'll go through the list. W2FBR, you got WA2AXE in the K2IRT group.
It wasn't a real cell phone. What it was a $3.99 special
at Party City. It looks just like a cell phone. It had buttons on it that beeped and booped and whatever, and it dispensed candy. So it was all full of round little candy balls. So when I whacked that, that thing broke up into 1,000 pieces like a pinata and went all over the place. I got a little worried because it really shattered and the parts scattered there. So that's what happened, and that's going to be great when we see it on the video. Look, the little puppy is stirring. He's giving me a look like, okay, time to play with me. Let's go back to Val, KB2VEQ. Come on in, Val. She's all yours on the K2IRT group.
Roger that. Yeah, that was classic. Crossing the paper was okay. Yeah, that was a good warm-up. But, man, when you smashed that thing and it went all over the place, I said, oh, goodness, I hope it don't hurt anybody. And that's what it was. I thought it was a real Nextel. And I said, my goodness, he whacked the hell out of me. So that was candy. Okay, a toy went with candy. Man, that thing did shatter. I really, I couldn't stop. And otherwise, it was a great party. And, a lot of people there. I didn't realize 158 people. Oh, my goodness. Something else. And then when the little puppy came up, that was just darling and sweet. So we had a good time. Looking forward to our next party. That's all I have right now. I'll turn it back over to you, W2A3, KB2BQ, and the K2RT bunch.
K2WH.
We got KWH checking in. What do you think? Come on in and make one.
Hi, good evening. Listening to you guys on 22434. I was wondering what the call letters on that repeater are for my list here.
I really don't know. You probably have to go to the website and find out what repeater frequencies they are using there. It's the N2ROW CMA repeater, N2ROW. So if you can Google that, you'll be able to get it, Ted.
Yeah, okay, I was looking at that, but it also says down the bottom that the website hasn't been updated for at least a year or so. So I was wondering, because the 33-centimeter repeater, I don't know if that, I think that's off the air. I was just curious, yeah, 22434 and 2ROW. I'll use those calls for now. Anyway, your repeaters are making it out to Northwest New Jersey, almost in Pennsylvania, over.
Thank you. radio. Anything good?
There you go. Much better. You must have moved to something that was really good.
Anything good? I don't know. We got that little shindig now tomorrow. Probably got two shindigs tomorrow. We got that little shindig down there at my place at 16th. And then one again tomorrow night. I'm telling you, this is the season to get fat. It's just going to happen, and I'm just going to roll with it. KFCW off.
U.S. I wanted to bring one of the guys there from the military, Kevin. Just stop by for a second.
Good luck with that puppy, old man. Good luck with that. I know you're going to enjoy it.